Let's go!
Wake up, y'all!
Wake us up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up!
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull, Texas Proud.
Are we done with TikTok yet? Or that was fake, right? They're not canceling TikTok. TikTok's going nowhere.
I have no idea.
That was high.
I was really hopeful.
I was too. Like, it's just because I could see a world where I didn't have to talk about how the new TikTok trend was shoving sharp things into your Chromebook to make it explode.
What?
Yes, the new shove sharp things into your Chromebook to make it explode, kids. That's the tip. I'm not saying to do that.
Where did this?
I'm not saying to
start?
Do that.
Can you trace its
How
origins?
How would you even be able to do that?
How'd they do that on CSI? Is that someone's job?
I think there's a forensic internet guy who's just like, hey, this horrible idea. We got to find patient zero.
Yeah, you trace it back, unless it's like Momo or something.
Momo? Hey, listen to this.
It's more than just a trend. You know, it causes a lot of disruption.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook, but rather a student had intentionally done things to it that caused it to smoke and eventually melt.
The batteries that are essentially catching on fire, once they burn, they're producing this toxic smoke.
Yeah, it fills the hallways up with smoke and crud.
See, I was thinking personal laptops, but no, these are school
issued
laptops.
These are school issued Chromebooks that basically, yeah, someone's like, okay, what should I do today for fun? Oh, I'm just going to shove a screwdriver through it, and it's going to cause the battery to erupt in a flame hotter than the sun. Like, that's generally the idea.
What happens if it's a school-issued laptop?
Probably give you another one, Katie. It's like anything else in school. They just probably shrug their shoulders.
You should automatically fail.
I would think you should get, you know, there should be some consequences.
Or defacing public property or something. I mean,
like, it's...
Those are my tax dollars.
Your tax dollars are buying...
They don't buy books anymore. They buy Chromebooks.
Because, like, so maybe it was Momo, okay?
All I mean is it that big of a stretch if they're like, hey, stick things into your laptop?
Right.
To believe there's not some psychopath on the internet saying, hey, stick things in your eyeballs.
Isn't
it all the same?
It's just saying that. Like, maybe they put out 50 videos of crazy stuff and just like, we're going to see which one lands.
Which one goes viral?
Yeah. Like, it's like you spin the wheel of dumb ideas.
You only need one person to do it or to pretend they've done it before other people start to imitate it for real.
And then a school district has to clean up the mess. It's a wonderful thing.
And here I was thinking I was living dangerously by just not ejecting my USB before yanking it out of my laptop.
What are you talking about ejecting? What do you, it's a disc? Do you have some weird, like, button you push to... What are you talking about? Ejecting a USB?
I know I'm...
You're not...
Very bad at technology.
Yeah, you're horrible at technology.
What are
you talking about?
There's an eject button. Like, before you take something out of your laptop, you're supposed to eject it.
What happens if you don't? Like, is it bad?
That noise that popped, that's
the little air message?
That's your computer protesting that you essentially severed a connection improperly. You didn't shut it.
Well, where's the button?
Am I crazy?
No one does this. Where's the button?
Where's the button? It's right there in that little menu.
No one knows.
Like where it tells you about the updates you don't care about.
Exactly. No one cares about. Right?
No, I'm pretty sure you can corrupt all your files. Didn't you just corrupt all our files?
I just lost a hard drive. Like, it's not. Surely that's not related.
This is your fault.
Moving on. Happy Thursday. It's Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Oh, today's the day. ACM Awards.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime, totally free, even if you don't have an Amazon Prime membership, y'all. Mm. No membership required tonight, starting at 7 p.m. Central.
Let the speculation begin.
Oh, and we have been behind the scenes speculating wildly, but also found a wild story. George Strait has won the most solo male artist ACM Awards ever. But did you know he has the most Entertainer of the Year losses?
That would make sense to me because, you don't get to a lot of wins.
Unless you've had a lot of
people only remember the
failures.
Wins. People only remember the wins, Katie. They don't remember any of those low points. They just are like, oh, yeah, no. Always going to rack up a lot of L's if you're playing for championships.
In 39 years, He has been nominated for Entertainer of the Year 14 times.
14? That's half of three decades.
And he has only won twice.
Okay, which now is when pretty you put it hard that to way, believe. That seems like a
surely
crime.
Surely the king of country over should 30, have won more than that.
Over 30 years,
that's,
there were only 2 years that you thought
that he deserved it.
George Strait was the
most number ones, and only the two times.
That's.
Moral of the story is:
I rest my
case. As excited as we are to watch the ACMs tonight, and we are.
Yes, very excited.
It is not the only award show, and you can argue it is subjective.
I as all awards are.
Exactly.
You know?
So, exactly.
So let's not go too crazy.
I mean, don't feel too bad for the guy. He's got 24 solo male ACM wins, so again, he's at the top.
Oh, he's doing just fine, Katie.
Chris Stapleton hot on his heels with 20, but George ain't out the game just yet, so keep that in mind.
All right.
Speaking of still going strong, Jackie Chan might be 71.
He's 71.
But he has no intention of slowing down. He does his own stunts. We talk about Tom Cruise. Y'all, Jackie Chan isn't jumping on moving planes, I guess, but like everything he does is legitimately doing it.
Physically, you have to admit that is incredibly impressive at 71.
And he says he'll continue to do it until the day he retires, which he also says is never.
Why are you guys like this? You know, once you get super rich, you can just do other things, right? Like, surely you have hobbies, or you don't want to be just, well, I guess it keeps him in good shape, you know? It keeps him healthy.
Yeah. He says when you've done it for 64 years straight, there's no physical preparation. It's heart and soul. It's muscle memory at this point.
Okay.
Today with computers, actors can do anything, but there's always a sense of reality you feel is missing. I'm not encouraging anybody to risk their lives to do the stunts like I did. It's dangerous. But yeah, if I can do it, I'll do it.
Okay.
The photo shoot that goes along with this interview is incredible.
I'll check it out.
Also, elsewhere in this interview, he says the advice he'd share with his younger self, Jackie, you should study English harder and don't give up on learning the piano.
These pictures are legitimately amazing. You should go find these. I don't know what happened or why or how,
Jackie
but
Chan.
That's, yeah.
Oh, it was Hot Living Magazine. You can see never Jackie changed. In his return as Mr. Han in Karate Kid Legends, which hits theaters at the end of the month, May 30th. Now, let's talk about this crazy story. Have you ever been asked to do one of those Myers-Briggs tests? I know you have, actually, because I asked you to do one.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Yeah.
And it was because I had done it with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one that I thought was like pretty comprehensive and just very insightful. I didn't have anyone do it so I could read more into them, but it was more like, hey, if you're curious,
here's kind of how your brain works.
It was
works.
Pitched to me as we'd like to know what you are so we know how best to manage you.
I'm very skeptical of those.
I mean, there's a lot of
very
these tests,
skeptical.
Though, that you'll take and you'll fit in some categories, but not all of the categories. But
right.
I thought this one did a very good job in like having these generalities, but then also breaking it down even further into like types.
Right.
So
right.
I thought it was pretty spot on for everyone that did it.
Yeah.
The problem is, of course, the results at the end of these tests. A woman in England just won a massive settlement after one of her coworkers compared her to Darth Vader. She was working as a supervisor at a blood donation center in 2021, and they took this online personality test for fun. It was, what Star Wars character are you?
Oh, dude.
Like a jokey thing, right? That
that's
you might
not even
see
a real
on BuzzFeed.
One.
But
that's, yeah.
No, they said it was a Myers-Briggs test. And she was on the phone when the email went around, I guess. So she wasn't around to take the test herself, which is where the person screwed up. They took it for her.
Okay.
So it wasn't like it wasn't someone told
self,
her to take it and she got Darth Vader and then she sued. It was someone took it as her.
Based on my personality.
And answered and then, in the way they believed she would
hey,
answer.
Check it out.
Assumed
that's
her identity.
Darth Vader over
and
here.
And then she got Darth Vader, which she did not like.
And she sued them over this?
She won $40,000.
Yeah, very Vader. That's very Vader-ish
all that massive,
behavior
I guess.
Right
but
yeah, very Vader-ish
the
behavior.
The test actually spun it in a good way. Like, Darth Vader wasn't a bad result. It said that you were a very focused individual.
Yep.
Who could bring teams together.
Yep.
But Lorna said it made her feel unpopular at work.
Dude ran
so she quit the next month and filed the lawsuit.
Dude ran an empire. Y'all, you can't take that away from him. He was very effective as a leader.
I mean,
very effective.
He did create a hostile working environment, so I understand where she's coming from.
And sometimes to make an omelet, got to crack a couple of eggs, maybe blow up a planet or two. The job got done,
maybe
dang
it. Maybe a few thousand skulls. That is an expensive mistake. So don't assume anyone's identity at the office, right? And that goes for Halloween costumes as well.
Very much so.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Fredo and Katie's Money Minutes.
The portion of the show where we give you things. Actually, that's all of the show.
If you classify it like that,
tickets. Yes.
I don't know. I mean, are they equal? Are they equivalent? To money?
No.
You know, but this one is potentially could. This could be the difference.
We're giving you money, asterisk. Yeah. asterisk. This is where we give you one answer to our Money Minute, which we do every day before 8:30. You can get signed up, thebullhouston.com/contest. You got to answer 10 trivia questions correctly in 60 seconds. It's tough. It's challenging, which is why today, one of the answers will be Jason DeFord. Jason DeFord.
There's only one question.
I won't tell you the question, but I will tell you this.
Oh, stop
you
it.
You will see Jason DeFord tonight at the ACM.
That's assuming if you stream it on Amazon Prime.
Which you should, because no Prime membership is required this evening.
It will start at 7 Central Time, and I'm going to guess with a nice little red carpet soiree happening before
well,
that,
too. Well,
it
will start with a 12-minute medley.
Of
you'll remember, of hits throughout the decades.
Oh, it's
the 60th anniversary. Dude, Reba McEntire's hosting.
I'm legitimately mad that we are not there.
But Jason DeFord will be.
100% confirmed. Watch it tonight and sign up for the Money Minute so we can call you hopefully at 8:25. TheBullHouston.com/contest. And speaking of money, if you want your kid to be able to make some of it, we might have a solution for. Actually, we do have a solution for you, and it does not involve trivia of any kind. We will talk to our friends from Lemonade Day coming up next. We are psyched to have Samara on the phone. And there's several reasons why. I'm sure we will get into most of them over the next couple of minutes. But guys, if y'all have not ever experienced Lemonade Day, stop what you're doing, because we're about to put you on to some magic this morning.
Listen up. This is actually the home of Lemonade Day.
Yeah, this is
Isn't that right? Like, this is where Lemonade Day was born, Houston, Texas?
Absolutely. This is the home. This is where it got started back in 2006.
And Lemonade Day is this amazing experience where kids get to be entrepreneurs.
Yes.
I'd say for a day, but really it's extended. They get to sell lemonade for a day, but there are all of these lessons and things that they learn as to how to actually be an entrepreneur. So, Samara, how can kids here in Houston get involved with your program?
So the program is year round, and the way they can get involved is registering on our website, lemonadeday.org/Houston. So they can download the My Lemonade Day app and learn skills like business, responsibility, financial literacy, how to set goals, teamwork, and how to have that entrepreneurial mindset. So they can register on our website.
And that's so important, because these are lessons kids aren't getting in school.
That's the thing, is a lot of people have talked about this very thing. It's like, hey, why don't we do something to teach our kids a little more life skills, right? Like, you get out of school and you're going to have a job, and maybe you want to own a business, or you want to run a business, math and budgeting. And we all know at one point or another, we all had a lemonade stand, or at least I know I had a couple of them. You had a couple of them. But what this does is it takes that exercise and it turns it into a vehicle to where, yeah, you can make your kids so financially literate and so entrepreneurial literate and teach them the hustle at a really young age. And it's fun for them,
too. And fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
Also very important.
So... We mentioned they could get involved. Like, this year, Lemonade Day is not this weekend, but
the following
weekend. So what happens on Lemonade Day? What should people
expect?
Yeah, what can they look out for?
Yes, so we have moved the Lemonade Day to now kind of be around the second week, because kids in school are testing in the HISD. So most of the teachers were telling us, hey, you know, we're testing that week. So we've pushed it back a little bit for May 17th this year in 2025. And people can expect excited kids ready to launch their business. They're going to be lemonade stands all around Houston. We're in the Woodlands, we're in Pearland, we're in Sugarland. So we try to have a citywide celebration where we give the opportunity to kids in all of Houston to set up their lemonade stand. So we're going to have the kids selling their unique lemonade flavors. They have some incredible tastings that we that we are excited for all of Houston to try. So the Lemonade Day celebration will happen starting at 10 a.m. and it will run until 2 p.m. so that the Houston people can come out and support.
So basically, drive around, find lemonade stands.
Buy kid lemonade.
And buy kid lemonade.
Pro tip, get a bucket and put it in your car because you will drink so much lemonade and you will not be able to find a bathroom.
Yeah, but if you had to drive around, where do you go? We'll talk about some of those locations coming up.
Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Talking Lemonade Day with Samara, which is next Saturday. I want to run through a few commonly asked questions. Is this a get cash thing, or do kids, or is
oh, no, they've got
Venmo,
Cash App and stuff, don't
really?
They?
They've evolved.
Yes, they have Zelle. They have other forms of electronic payments that they accept. That's something, some of the challenges that they learn through the program, because, yes, you can learn the lessons, like, on a book or on the app, but the big part about our program is that it's experiential. That's why it's so important for the community to come out and support them on Lemonade Day, because they interact with the customers. They have to learn that customer service and learn from the challenges. Last year, unfortunately, we had that huge tornado on our Lemonade Day, so we had to push it back.
Oh my word.
Yes, we had to push it back to June, so that was part of the lessons that the kids had to learn, how to overcome a big challenge like a tornado.
Something affecting your grand opening, you might say.
Yeah, that is quite the challenge. So yeah, if you want to get your kids involved, there is still time to sign them up. If you just want to go support the kids in the community, in your community, in your neighborhood, be driving around, be prepared, be ready for Lemonade
Day. Well, the kids do plot their stands online, or they can.
Yes. On our website, we have one of the tabs that says stands on the map. So that's the best way to find if there's a stand near you. Also, we have our social media that we keep updated with all the participating sweet spots. So you could check our social media or you could check our website.
And if the kids are plotting them, they're utilizing marketing, which means they're probably doing other things as well, whether that's mom and dad's social media or they've made their own pages. I remember one year, there was a girl that was somehow selling virtual lemonade in College Station, and she made a lot of money. And I mean, these kids, they're crazy, and they work so hard. So do you all have contests here? Since I feel like we're getting into it a little bit late in the game, is there like a best lemonade at a particular stand that we might be able to send people to?
Ooh, yes. We just had our best tasting contest this past weekend.
Fun.
And we had Lemonade Boss be the winner of that. So they're on the map. You have to check to see. I can't remember if they're going to be in Sugarland Town Square, but they will be out there. So support Lemonade Day Boss. They have the best tasting lemonade in 2025.
Because Can you tell us what flavor it was?
Yeah, that's championship
like
lemonade. Yeah, what did they do?
They had a peach flavor.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Delightful.
All right. Okay, cool.
And then we do have other youth entrepreneurs that have peach cobbler lemonade. Hibiscus lemonade with mint. Yes.
If any of y'all want to get at us and hype your stand, 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
Utilize this free advertising, children.
Yes.
Tell everyone where your stand is so you can make oodles of money.
Get yourself a plug this morning from Frito and Katie. Samara, this is amazing. We cannot wait to get out and sample some lemonade, and hopefully people signed up for the last go-around. But yeah, guys, get involved with this. It's going to be super, super cool.
And one quick question before we go. If kids wanted the physical workbook, because we're talking about these lessons, you can download the app.
Yes.
You can get it all online. But if you like the pen and paper, where can they go to get one of these workbooks?
Yes, so they can stop by our office, our headquarters, to pick one up. We're in the Post Oak area. So they can just shoot us an email. That email can also be found on our website. And if not, we do set up at events throughout the year where the community is at. So stop by that event and we'll have a workbook ready for you.
Love it. Well, thank you so much. We are so excited to get to participate this year, and we hope all the kids make all the money.
Yes, thank you guys for the support.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Morning, Paige. What brings you to our little show today?
Okay, I wish I knew. I mean, I know there's an issue here with Kara, because this isn't like her at all.
Okay, and Kara, Kara's a friend?
Yeah, well, I mean, technically she's a client, but now she's a friend. I mean, it's been 8 years. It's hard not to get close.
And what do you do?
I'm a stylist. Hmm.
Okay. All right. Got it. So you've been working with her for a little while then?
Yeah. Ever since she moved to Houston. I've been doing her hair, well, until recently.
All right. So now is when you can explain that to us. What happened?
I told you, I don't know what happened. Like, I thought it was weird when I didn't see her for a few months. She's pretty regular with her appointments and everything. But, like, then I was out at a show, and it's obvious. She's seeing someone else.
Another stylist?
Mm.
It has to be. I'd never do such tacky low lights.
Oh, okay. Wow.
You're sure about this?
Oh, okay.
She didn't maybe, like, I don't know, try it herself or something?
Yeah.
No, I'm sure. It's my job to be sure.
Oh.
And if she wants to see other people, or like, I'm not making her happy, I just wish she would have, you know, said something. But, you know, she up and just like cheated on me. I don't know. I don't know who she's with. And honestly, I don't even care. I kind of just want to know why. All right.
Well, do you have any theories?
Well, I mean, I guess it's been a year now. So she's trying to get me to fit her in for some big event that she had coming up, but I really wanted to help her out, but I was totally slammed, and it was like last minute. Okay. So looking back, I should have tried to move things around, but I don't know. I've got a life too, you know. Mm. I don't know. Maybe I should have just tried harder, and I'm sorry for that, but I don't know. Things happen. I tried calling her, I texted her, all those things, you know. She won't respond. I'd like to just talk it out, you know, if there's an issue, or okay, you know, whatever else. 8 years is a long time, you know.
It is, dude. And let's see if we can help you out. We're going to try to get Kara lined up. We'll talk to her, hopefully, coming up next on Frito and Katie.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Paige has contacted us about Kara.
Yeah.
Who was her client turned friend.
For 8 years she was
eight
client.
8 years.
Yeah, man.
For a lot of people, their hairstylist is their longest relationship.
That's true.
I don't know if that's true in Kara's case, but she up and dumped Paige. She's abandoned her. She's found another stylist that apparently gives real tacky lowlights.
That seems to be the case.
And Paige wants answers. And by God, we'll get them one way or another. Mm. I think we have Kara on the line. Hey, is this Kara?
Yeah, this is Kara.
Kara, we're Frito and Katie, reaching out to you on behalf of Paige. She says she's your stylist.
Oh. Okay, so I'm sorry, what is this? Y'all are a radio show or something?
Yeah,
right.
Or something. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of here to play peacemakers. She told us you've been going to her for 8 years, which is, that's some dedication.
For real.
But all of a sudden, you just sort of stopped. What's up with that?
Jeez. Oh, man.
Look, Kara, I'm not blind, honey. Okay, I know you're seeing someone else. I don't need your excuses. I just want to know what happened. Did I do something? Did I say something? Like, what happened?
Wow.
Yeah, she's on the
no.
Phone.
I mean, I don't know what you want me to say. I went to someone else.
Come on, just like that? Like, after 8 years, you don't think I deserve a conversation? Like, no call, no text. Just peace out.
Okay, geez. I just, look, I didn't want to bring it up. But, I mean, you take all of this stuff so personally.
Mm. Of course I take it personally. This is what I do.
Well,
yeah, but it's not personal, though.
It's kind of personal.
Look, my friend recommended this person, and I really wanted to try her out. It was, I don't know, it was kind of exciting. And I hadn't made up my mind who I'd go back to. But, I mean, guys, look, this is how Paige is. Like, she's amazing with hair. Seriously, amazing. But it's just like, she's intense. And then honestly, I think most of her clients would leave if she wasn't so good at hair. And also if they weren't so, you know, terrified.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Excuse me. Don't try to put this on me, okay? Like, you could have told me. You sure told me. Like, it's called respect. This is my job. Like, how would you feel if your job just changed the locks one day and never gave you an explanation or anything?
Okay, that is not the same thing. Look, I mean, I like you, but I don't owe you anything. And why would I be willingly give you bad news? I don't have a death wish.
I knew you'd freak out.
Yeah, I knew she'd freak out. Like, just like you're doing right now.
Got it. Okay, I'm awful. Is this why you're cheating? I'm Marissa, too.
Who's Marissa?
Yeah.
What's Marissa?
Her manicurist. Oh, guess he goes to her, too.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
I mean, look, I don't have time for this, okay?
Oh, you're just going to run away? Okay, all right.
Damn.
You know you're wrong. Cool, bye-bye.
Oh, okay. But is she wrong? Like,
you're really going to ask me? Of course she is. Your stylist is your stylist until she decides to drop you or she dies. Those are the terms.
What if she moves?
Okay. We appreciate the time today. Best of luck to both of you.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. This is kind of awkward.
What are the rules?
I don't.
What are the, I mean, like.
I don't know,
it's
honestly.
It's just like anything else.
Like a hairstylist, that can be your longest relationship. I know that was me and my hairstylist for the longest time. Shout out to Misty. She's the best.
Like, do you owe them an, like, do you owe them like a breakup conversation?
I only stopped going to her because I got pregnant and I lived far away. When I just lived far away, I drove.
That's
I drove
true.
From
you
College Station to Houston
you
for
did.
Many, many years so, to get my hair done.
Oh, Lord. Look, you guys tell us. I mean, maybe she was wronged here. Maybe she did deserve the respect of
I go to Misty in the first place? My hairdresser dropped us.
You got dropped.
I got dropped as
you
a child.
You got dropped.
We have a lot of hair.
And there's a story there. That
someone pawned us off
to.
On Misty. And now she does the whole family.
713-881-5500 is our phone number. Call us. We'll talk to you coming up next on Frito and Katie.
Megan, Houston mornings sound even better. Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
How do you break up with a hairdresser?
How do you break up? Does it require a breakup strategy?
Or are you just together forever? Till death.
Rachel, okay, so do you have to have an exit strategy with a hairstylist or no?
Absolutely not. If it means anything, my husband is a barber. Absolutely not. People go, people come. It's not a big deal.
And I don't want to speak out of school because I don't know how a man's relationship with his barber is.
That's my.
It seems like it's not as strong as a woman and her hairstylist.
I want to say it's probably based on case basis,
perhaps.
Okay, based on your story, which you.
Because he's a barber, so that's going to be different from like someone that just like rolls up to sports clips.
Exactly. Would I drive an hour and a half for 7 to 10 years to get my hair cut by my barber? And the answer is no.
You also don't have any hair. And to be fair, you've never been to her husband. Maybe people would.
He might be the bomb.
He's barber of all barbers.
Yeah, this is very true. Okay. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Haley, leaving a stylist. How do you do it?
Well, I used to be a hairstylist for years.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's a sensitive thing because on one hand, it is their livelihood and that's how you make money. And you count on those bread and butter kind of clients that are there every month or every 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, your good old reliables. And when that disappears and you build a bond with them for 8 years, that's a long time.
That really is a long time.
But at the same time, you go to get your hair done to relax and unwind, and you don't want to be in a hostile environment. You know, where you feel threatened.
The way she described it was that people are terrified to leave because they just, and frankly, based on what we have all heard, I can understand not wanting to rock the boat and just sticking with it. But like,
you're sticking with her.
Yeah, just saying.
You felt she was intense.
This is, yeah, for I thought she was a little.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's hurt, right? And like you're saying, well, having been there, it is personal. So, like, of course,
but there's a fine line of aggression.
True.
That's what, see, I don't, and this might be because, like you mentioned, Katie, I don't have hair to cut. I don't have a stylist or a relationship with people like that as far as a professional working relationship. But to me, I don't know that I would ever, and I mean ever, think that I owed someone a explanation of why I was not going to use their services. It's like, I mean, it'd be like explaining why I decided I wanted to go to Chipotle today to the Jimmy John's guy.
No, it wouldn't. It's not like that. It's not like that at all.
It's a good and service, though. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's a goods and service industry. And
it's hard.
If you're marketing yourself right, those clients that leave, you should be able to pick up more clients. You should have a backlog of clients that want to get with you.
Yeah, waiting in the wings. It's her loss, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. But at the same time, it's a professional industry, and if you're not performing and being a professional, it doesn't matter how good you do your hair, your clients will leave you.
Have you ever dumped a client? Like, I just want, is that common too, where you're just like, hey, I'm not cutting your hair anymore, not dealing with you?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, if they have a lot of hair.
See?
Is it the hair? See? Is it the volume of hair? You're like, that takes up too much of my time? Get out of here.
It is, because sometimes that is the case, or if it's just the clients can be a negative impact to you as well. I mean, a lot of hairstylists, we're very sympathetic and empathetic to people. Absolutely. And we take that with us all the time. We think about those people, and, you know, doing hair is almost like being in the same profession. Well, it's not, but
You're a therapist. In the same way, like a bartender is.
Absolutely.
People just tell you things.
I can see
you're with them through family.
Out of the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're with them through family crisis. You're with them through, you know, births of family, birthdays, deaths, everything. You're with them through that. And so there is an emotional bond there. But at the same time, you can't be hostile to your clients and make them feel scared to leave.
So everybody's at fault here.
This is
because, yeah, especially possible. when you go through it that way, they've been through so much in 8 years, and she was going so frequently, she considered her a friend. You can't just be like, peace out. I mean, I do see a problem with that.
I'm a big fan of the peace out, though.
No.
Hey, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, guys.
All right. 713-881-5500. If you got thoughts, hit us up.
Don't get Frito and Katie FOMO. Hit the free Odyssey app and download the Frito and Katie podcast to listen anytime, anywhere on your phone. That's AUDACY and follow 100.3 The Bull.
So, Paige and Kara.
Mm-hmm.
We had a client and hairstylist.
I've called them friends, but really it's just cuts the other one's hair.
They were friends.
And that is apparently.
They are friends no longer.
No, not anymore. Not anymore, because Kara decided to switch it up.
The one good thing about all of this is, I guess we did help Kara decide who she'd go back to, and it is not Paige. But they were together for 8 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time. So after that type of a situation,
can you go to someone else?
Can you just quit and go? Like, do you have to explain it to the other? How does this work?
You're together until she drops you or one of you dies.
That's right. Bubba, yeah. I was not expecting a Bubba to want to chime in on dumping
barbers.
The stylist.
Maybe he's got a barber.
What do you think, man?
Actually, I've been going to my barber for almost 30 years.
30 years.
30 years.
Is that your longest relationship?
No, actually, I've been married to my wife for 35 years.
Ah!
Just barely got
amazing.
There.
Amazing.
Okay, so you've been seeing the same barber for 30 years. Have you ever moved? Yep. Like, has there been a point where you've been like, hey, this is really inconvenient for me to keep going to this guy? But I'm going to stick with it. Like, how does that work?
Actually, when I first moved out to the area that I'm in, the Humble area, and I went to a barber when I first moved here, he got mad at me because I went to this other guy when he had a heart attack. He had a heart attack, and so he was out for
not working.
Like, six months.
And your hair isn't going to stop growing, so, you know,
exactly.
Stands to reason.
So I went to So I went to one of his colleagues in the barbershop, and he did an awesome job, and I've been going to him ever since.
Oh, no.
So you did cheat on your barber with not only the barber, but it wasn't his
fault. I mean, it wasn't anyone's fault, was it? It was life.
He had a medical condition. So.
Did he feel like you owed him an explanation? Like you needed?
Well, he came back, I'm guessing. So then, is he there when you're there?
Yeah, exactly. Is it awkward? How did that work?
So yeah, so I went to him. I went to his shop, and I sat in the other guy's chair, and he pulled me out. After I got my haircut, he pulled me out into the outside of his shop and literally cursed me out.
Oh,
he pulled you outside to settle it like men is what he did.
Yeah.
He said, I'm surprised he stopped at the verbal. Yeah, that's.
It was weird.
You know what? I will say that again. Katie is right. I have not had an experience with cutting my hair in probably 15, 17 years at this point. I might be completely wrong about the relationship between a man and his barber based on this phone call.
Clearly.
That might be exactly the same as the stylist-client relationship.
You put up with a lot of bull for that barber. That's awesome.
You really did. 30 years. 30 years. And yeah, dealing with guys trying to fight you over goat. Unbelievable.
Do you want to shout him out?
Yeah.
The good one
is actually Waves Barbershop in North Park.
Love it.
Hell yeah.
Love it.
That's the spot. Hey, thank you.
Don't take Bubba's appointment.
No, exactly. That's what I'm afraid of. You're gonna blow up that chair. Brittany, go ahead. What do you think? What should the strategy be when you're leaving a stylist?
I don't feel like you necessarily have to give a reason or let them know that you're leaving. I'm actually personally, I've been seeing my hairstylist since my junior year of high school, and I'll be 32 this year.
It's
been a long span, but there have been years in there where, you know, I moved somewhere else, so I saw someone else where I was closer to because it wasn't feasible to drive. But coming automatically back, she understood completely, and there were no hard feelings at all.
Okay, so that, but that was a valid excuse.
So
that
you never you never said, oh, hey, I'm moving?
But some of the times I did. Other times it was like I had gone, honestly, a little bit between not even seeing her. So it was like, I don't need to let her know.
If it came up.
You were on a break. You were on a break.
Exactly. No, it doesn't count if you were on a break.
Absolutely. Hey, thank you so much, Brittany. Have a great day.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Mother's Day is coming up Sunday.
Surprise.
Hope you got her something nice.
Still a few days, I suppose.
Lainey Wilson is out here trash talking her mama.
What?
She shared her thoughts about her great relationship with her mom.
Okay.
But what stuck out the most was a piece of advice that Lainey refused and will always refuse to take from her. And that's about singing.
Oh, no.
I always say, like, I don't want to take advice from people who aren't where I want to be. I remember even, like, growing up and singing, and my mama cannot carry a tune in a bucket, but she would try to tell me how to sing, and it would make me so mad because I was like, you can't sing. But I will say, when it comes to like choosing songs and picking songs and the ones that I write, I can always trust my mama's judgment, and she will tell me, she'll be like, I don't think that one is as good as you think it is.
Honesty from the parents, not there to sugarcoat it, not there to just be like, way to go, lady. Yeah, you're no.
And that's, maybe she was telling you how to sing so you wouldn't listen to her.
Just so it could, anything's possible.
If she says do this,
do the other thing.
Do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd say it's worked out very well.
I would say so.
And obviously Lainey takes her advice in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
Just all good on singing tips.
Yeah.
You, of course, can hear Lainey singing tonight, the ACM Awards, live on Amazon Prime. No membership required. So if you don't have one, don't panic. You can tune in starting at 7 p.m. Central and not miss a dang thing. See all the awards. See all of the performances. And, of course, Reba McEntire back to host for like the 1,000th year or 18th or whatever it is.
It's a lot.
Now let's talk Tom Brady. Tom Brady, turns out, isn't great at everything.
Really?
Not the GOAT at parenting, because he actually admitted to a pretty major parenting mistake.
I regret that my kids, it's tough on my kids for sure. I love laughing at myself. It felt like I was in the locker room. But I do understand, like, for my kids, that was really hard. There's some things as a parent you don't realize until after. There's no perfect manual for it. You got to evaluate yourself as a parent, too, all the time. So even though I really enjoyed the show, and when you were in that moment in that theater that night at the Forum, like, it was electric. We got done. Everybody was on cloud nine. And I think that moment, I'll never forget. And then I'll never forget when I talked to my kids the next day, I felt like a stake through the heart.
Is he's talking about his roast.
The roast.
His 2024 roast.
I was thinking, okay, yeah.
His kids hated it.
I cannot imagine.
They're 17, 15, and 12. They were not cool with it. When they talked to him the next day, they asked him, what was the point of that?
Yeah. Like,
and that's when he felt like it was a stake through the heart.
Well, because it is. It's kind of like, how much do you, they're all old enough to be embarrassed
and to understand the jokes
of stuff,
and,
yeah, that you did. And that's the other thing.
They didn't
get
thrown out all that often, but they were mentioned.
There were several, yeah, like things that definitely, it's not like if you were, you know, like, it's just not necessarily stuff you want your kids watching, is a ruthless roast of you. But like,
any parent that has his own life or her own life is embarrassing to kids.
I'm going to.
That was like your life times a thousand.
Imagine going to a roast of your dad. What would that even look like? What would that? He's a grown man. What would that
look
like?
Roast him. He's a saint. He's a, Richard Dempsey. How dare you?
Do not say a bad word about this man.
And do not say a bad thing about Marvel movies henceforth. Y'all, they have turned over a new leaf.
Have they?
They are now focused on quality over quantity.
We'll see. We'll see. We will see.
I'm sorry. It only took how long?
Guys, sure, whatever y'all say, I'll believe it when I see
it. Didn't 290 get finished before Avengers was all wrapped up?
You have to say something because it's gotten real bad.
I love this quote from Bob Iger. He says, we all know that in our zeal to flood our streaming platform with more content,
right,
we turned to all of our creative engines, including Marvel, and had them produce a lot more.
Right.
We've also learned over time that quantity does not necessarily beget quality.
We have been saying this for years.
Why did you have to live that? Enough people have been saying that for enough years that you could have avoided that misstep altogether.
Yeah, everyone knows it, bro. Like, everyone knows. Everyone knows.
And told you time and time and time again.
So here's how it works. We wanted more money, so we beat this horse into the ground. That's what we want. We want to get every last dime. That might have been a mistake. You think? Yeah, now the movies are unwatchable, bro.
All it means is they're gonna beat the Thunderbolts characters into the ground.
New franchise.
They found some modicum of success here.
Let's go triple down.
Although I guess I shouldn't knock it. It was like 76 million domestically, 80 some odd million
I have not
internationally.
Heard if it's good. I'm going to assume it's probably
like top 20s for best opening weekend of all time, I think.
Maybe they're back. Sorry. Sure.
That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute.
Dawn is joining us for the second time in several days. Not that she's the second, two-time contestant. It's
just didn't call her on the right day.
I'm just not an organized
man. Can't keep a schedule. Why you were tasked with this, I know not.
I don't know. Dawn, how we doing today?
I'm great.
All right, let's get started. So 10 questions. You got to get them all right in 60 seconds. If you do, $100 is yours. Now, you can pass on any of the questions. We will come back to give you a second crack at those passes if we have time, but you can't change an answer once you give it. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
All right, you feeling ready? You good to go?
I hope so. I'm good.
Katie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, and with that, it's game time.
What amendment granted American women the right to vote?
Pass.
What do you call the way of figuring things out in science by using a step-by-step process?
Oh, pass.
What is Jelly Roll's real name?
Jason DeFord.
What is the perimeter of a square with a side length of 7?
28.
The U.S. government is divided into how many branches?
3.
What does a second pig build his house out of in The Three Little Pigs?
Twigs.
What character does Johnny Depp play in Pirates of the Caribbean?
Jack Sparrow.
Who wrote Frankenstein?
Mary Shelley.
He didn't invent it, but what instrument did Galileo perfect?
Oh, pass.
What two chambers make up Congress?
She got it.
They were hard.
I'll take it if you know.
Do you have a guess on the last one? Two chambers of Congress.
House and the Senate.
There it is.
Yep.
There it is.
Okay, you did great. You said it was tricky, but...
Yeah, I was fairly impressed.
It was just three, and they weren't misses. They were passes.
Well,
but you did phenomenally. Okay, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote.
Right.
The scientific method is the step-by-step process.
Yes, yes, yes.
The hypothesis.
Right,
and then
right. Yeah.
Experiment. You have an observation, and then you make the hypothesis, and you do an experiment, then you analyze the results, that's that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I was going to just give you all the steps, but I was like, man, we only got 60 seconds.
That would eat so much time. No.
I kept hearing hypothesis in my head, but I couldn't get the whole thing.
Hey, yeah.
And he didn't invent it, but what instrument did Galileo perfect?
This threw me completely for a loop.
The telescope.
Oh.
Right, because he helped make some astronomical advances.
Got it.
The telescope, but he didn't create it. It was created before.
Dawn, any given quiz, any given day. And based on your performance today,
it really was.
Your quiz is coming soon.
You said it was hard, and still you got 7 out of 10.
Sign up again, thebullhouston.com/content. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Of course you want to play this game again. Of course you want to go back to mixed messages. For your chance to win tickets to Pasadena Strawberry Festival.
Because I'm better at it than you.
No, I just... Your record has been better at this game as far as playing it when we have played it. But yeah, I feel like this is an opportunity to give you a little shine. Not against it.
I thought you were going to redeem yourself.
No. I fully plan on redeeming myself. I just hope you're ready for what's going to take place. Now, the reason we're playing this today, obviously to give away tickets to the Pasadena Strawberry Festival. But in addition, we mentioned this earlier. We shouldn't have to mention this earlier, but it's Mother's Day this weekend. So we're going to play Mixed Messages with...
Momisms. Ridiculous things parents have to say frequently.
Yes. Now, we will need two players for this game. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. One of you is going to team with Katie. One of you is going to team with me. And we will see how it shakes out from there. But if you want these tickets, call us and we will go back into the well for more mixed messages coming up next.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
With Mother's Day right around the corner, we wanted to play some mom-themed games.
Yes.
Some mom-isms.
Right.
But exhausted, frustrated moms the world over have to yell out at their kids and their families time and time again.
This will be interesting because these should be seared into your brains.
These are also mine.
Okay. Let's meet our contestants today. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. My name's Christine.
Christine, congratulations. You are the first caller in this morning for mixed messages. So that means you get to pick who you want to compete with on the show. Do you want a team with Katie? Or do you want a team with me?
Let's do Katie.
Yes! Great choice. I am one tough mother.
All right, Christine. Let's meet your opponent. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Steve.
Steve, what's going on, my dude? Glad to have you on the show today. You are our second contestant, which means you are going to be teaming with me for mixed messages.
Okay.
Now, you will get to pick who goes first. So, do you want to go first, or do you want to let Katie and Christine knock this thing out and know what we have to, know the bar we have to clear to get you the W?
Well, since I'm not familiar with the game, I guess I would like to let the ladies go first.
Well, you won't hear the game, Steve, so that won't help you all that much, but we will tell you how many we got right at the end of 1 minute. Okay, so we will be right back with you.
Hang on the line, Steve. All right. Let's explain this for Christine, just so we're all on the same page.
Okay, Christine. So we are going to play Mixed Messages Momisms, which honestly, no kid seemingly understands what you're saying when you say it in plain English. But this is when we take that phrase, jumble it around, and use different words. So it's not what we say. It's what you hear. So I'll try to say it in different ways to where hopefully something starts to become more evident. And again, these are things that we as moms have to utter all the stinking time. Okay, like put away your laundry, for example. So be listening for those phrases. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We have 10 possible points. So at the end of the minute, however many we get right, those are our points. Now, you can say move on or pass if you are not getting what I'm trying to say, because I have no idea what I'm trying to say. I'll keep going until you tell me to stop.
Yeah, so you got to tell her to pass.
You're in control.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's everything.
So are we all good? Are we ready to go?
Yeah, I think we're good.
I think so.
All right, I will count you down in 3, in 2, in 1, and go.
I'll give you something to cry about. I'll give you something to cry about.
I'll give you something to cry about?
Watch your tongue, young lady. Watch your tongue, young lady. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue, young lady.
Not in my house. I am not asking.
I am not asking.
I'll cow hun tooth three.
I'll count to three.
Where are your pants?
Where are your pants?
Your phase whale fries lack that. Your phase whale freeze like that.
The last one was your face will freeze like that. Which is incredible. I'm not counting it, but that's still.
Was that seven?
Did you give us seven out of ten? I did give you the benefit of the.
I know. It was short because I kind of got it, but.
But yeah, that was more me than her. Okay. All right, Christine.
Oh, yeah, Christine. Yeah.
Hang on the line. Don't go anywhere.
That was masterful.
Seven out of ten. All right. We're going to get Steve back on the phone. We'll let him take a crack at this coming up next with Frito and Katie. If you are just joining the show, Katie found a way to yet again notch a 7 out of 10.
That was good. I feel like we could have gone the distance.
That was about as strong as you can get. Now, the question is, can me and Steve match that or beat it to get Steve some tickets to the Pasadena Strawberry Festival? Steve, you still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, my man. So, do I tell him or do you want to know?
Do you want to know, Steve?
Yeah, do you want to know or do you just want to blindly take a swing at this?
Well, Frito certainly sounds like it's bad news, but yeah, I guess I want to know.
The number to beat here, Steve, is 7.
You got to get
7 points or more
right
to tie or beat.
So
the girls,
we pretty much need to run the table on this, Steve.
And here's how we're going to do it. So, Steve, we have phrases, common phrases that moms and parents in general have to use on their kids and families ad nauseum. Mm. Okay. But the thing is, it's all jumbled up. It's a mixed message. So it's going to sound like nonsense. But the more Frito says it,
right,
and if he emphasizes different parts of it, some more clear phrase will start to become evident. So you're listening for the phrase, right? So it's not what he says, it's what you hear.
Mm-hmm.
And he will keep going and going and going on the phrase until you tell him to pass.
Yeah, so if we're not going to get it, say pass, so we can at least have a chance to get one of the next
ones. To catch up. Does that all make sense?
Tragically, yes.
Steve has no confidence whatsoever. I can't say he's wrong.
Love to see it.
All right. Well, let's begin. Are we ready, Steve?
Let's give it a shot.
All right.
I will count you down.
Yes, ma'am.
3,
mm-hmm.
2,
mm-hmm.
1, go.
Did you wipe pee?
I can't even understand the words. Pass.
Okay. Because eyes head sue.
Because I said so.
Yes. Okay. Chest weight hunt ale your for third eds om. Chest weight hunt el for your third eds get third eds om. Chest weight hunt ale your farther eds home. Just wait.
Just wait till your father gets home.
Do gnome ache me cumin dare. Don't make me cumin dare. Don't make me.
Don't make me come in there.
Were you born in a barn?
Were you born in a barn?
Cool knee.
There was a time limit?
Yeah, 60 seconds.
Nobody mentioned a time limit.
Well, Steve, based on that performance,
would go all day.
This is only a four-hour show. Steve, I'm sorry. This is on me. I let you down. Better luck next time, my man.
Sorry, Steve.
It was kind of like being haunted by my own childhood. But
right?
It was
fun. Right? It's a lot all at once.
Have a great day, man. Christine. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all.
Christine!
Christine, y'all got it done.
We won. Damn,
y'all got
Christine,
it.
Christine, do you have kids?
I do.
So you're used to all of these, right?
I am. It's like a daily thing.
Yeah, I was partial to the wear of your pants because I'm kind of in that stage right now with potty training.
I'm just going to ask.
Where are your pants?
Yeah, we passed that stage.
You didn't hear this, but did you wipe ended up in mine? Is that a commonly used one?
It depends on the age, yeah. Like, if they get out of there real fast, you're like, I'm sorry, did you wipe?
I still tell them to this day, did you flush? Did you wipe? Did you wash your hands?
Did you wash your hands? Yeah. Love it, Christine.
Christine,
we have got a four-pack of tickets for you to the Strawberry Festival in Pasadena, so you can bring the whole family, okay? Unless you got more than...
Yay, three kids,
at which point, pick your favorites.
Happy Mother's Day, Christine.
Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Texas proud. You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
Oh, I'm going first.
May as well.
My mistake.
No, you good.
420 has passed.
Yes.
Easter, of course. No, 420 is
it. Some of you heathens... Some of you heathens were not out there celebrating Easter this year. Some of you heathens were...
Your highest of holy days was... It took on a completely different meaning. The kind of word.
Oh, Lord.
So, when stress sets out, some people relax. Or you could go outside, get some fresh air.
Yeah.
What happens when the two combine? There's a Turkish town called Lys, which is unfortunate, with about 25,000 people. And they all got high inadvertently after authorities decided it would be a great idea to burn more than 20 tons of seized cannabis in the town center.
Did you read that correctly? Did you see it?
Sure did. Sure did.
Tons?
Sure did.
20
What's
tons.
The value of that, I hear you ask? $261 million in U.S. dollars.
20 tons.
20 tons.
In the
town
square?
Center.
Okay.
At first, when I saw the headline, I thought, a town got high after police burned 20 tons of weed. Perhaps they burned a farm.
Yeah.
And unbeknownst to them, or maybe a farm caught fire and they weren't able to get to it or whatever, and it just happened to be a weed farm.
That's how it
or
goes.
They had a weed farm in the back. Something crazy. No.
They piled it all up in the middle of the city.
They did this on purpose because they arranged all of it in the shape of letters to spell out the name of the town.
Guys. I don't know what to...
The smoke obviously got out of control.
I don't know what to tell
you. The air was so thick with the weed smoke. It lasted 5 days. Residents could not go outside. They had to keep their windows and doors closed.
Oh my.
And so many people were just high
for a week. Ripped. Just absolutely ripped.
And the police had been confiscating this for over 2 years to do this stunt.
Who? What? I need to hear from the police officer who came up with this bit. Because, like, that's amazing. Because, yeah, someone had this idea. It's like, yeah, we are going to go viral.
And how much of the weed didn't make it to the town square to get you to that idea?
I have no... That is... That is.
Because they had to be smoking something.
Modern problems require modern solutions.
Obviously.
One modern problem is kind of the resurgence of squatting. I don't know that we've talked about this a lot, but this is a huge deal in a lot of communities. Where
is it a resurgence?
I think the internet has led people to this grift, because like if you have someone just show up at a house that you own and start living there, as crazy as it sounds,
that's been going on for a long time.
Oh, it was, yeah, but it's almost impossible to get them out, right? Like
squatters have rights in certain areas.
They do have rights, and that's why it's like if you squat, then it's like, you know, you would think you'd just be able to walk in there and say, hey, get the hell out of this house that I own. But nay, nay. No, it's a huge issue. In Chicago, one of those cities where squatters are a problem, a guy discovered that he had some living in his recently purchased property. He just bought this thing. And then he shows up and he's like, hey, turns out people live here. And he couldn't get them to leave. So what did he do? He decided to move in with them.
I said, I'm not moving out. And I said, at the one point, they got to leave. They got to get tired of us being in the property. I called a couple of friends, stay overnight. And I knew they were not going to like that. We stayed in the living room. We were watching all the time the door. They stayed in one of the bedrooms. We wouldn't want to give them money, but we heard, you know, really bad stories about squatters taking over properties.
Yeah, eventually just bought them off for like $4,000. And got them to leave. But his idea was, if I stay in this living room, when they leave, when they vacate the property, then I can all of a sudden just shut the door and lock it and change it, you know, everything around. But yeah, that was his move. He's like, if instead of just politely asking or calling or sending collections or whatever, he's just like, I'm just going to move in there. We're just going to see how he likes having roommates.
Who were these people?
I have no idea. They were just people.
Like, were they homeless people? Or were they a family that just had fallen on hard times and decided to...
It was a woman named Charmaine and her boyfriend. That's all I get about it. They're just like, you know.
I mean, how potentially dangerous is that?
I think it's insane. Like, that, because that's always a great idea, is to start a fight with someone in a home where they believe they are entitled to live.
Well, and where you're unconscious hours on end. That's when you go to resell the house.
Right.
You get a lot of questions about the deadbolts on the inside of the bedrooms. Why did you feel that was necessary?
It's a problem. It's going to have some depreciation in value. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.